The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Scumbags! Rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Let's roll. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci, the pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between. Sunday, Bloody Sunday has begun. Let's do this thing. A lot of stuff to unpack here this evening. We got a full house. Mo Khan, Jason B. Tackerfin, Ian Cameron, A.K. Babano join us as the Golden State Warriors have evened the NBA Finals at 107-88 final score. Steph Curry goes off once again this evening, but this time the Golden State Warriors did not blow their double-digit lead. Curry hit 5 3-point shots, finished with 29 points. Jordan Poole stepped up with a couple of big-time 3-point shots. He only had 17 points in the game, but he scored a couple of timely baskets and a couple of big threes, actually, that pretty much put the game away. We now head back to Boston. And, of course, you know, it is the NBA, so they're not playing tomorrow. And, you know, they're not playing Tuesday. If they take 3 days off when they're in the same city, I was actually almost assuming that game three would be on, like, Friday or something like that. Like, seriously, I think some, like, football teams play, like, you know, more frequently than the NBA does. But they're back on Wednesday. Back on Wednesday night. We break it down. Mo Khan will step up in it. As far as the point spread is concerned, the Boston Celtics are laying 3 points right now. The total, 212.5. I saw three. It did briefly hit 3.5, but it'll last long at 3.5. When it went back to three, and even though I'm on Golden State in the series, I actually think this number is pretty light when you consider the Boston Celtics are 6-0 straight up and against the spread coming off a loss in the playoffs. All right, we knew the Tampa Bay Lightning were good coming off of a loss. Now they were coming off of a couple of losses, but they were going back home, and the Tampa Bay Lightning got a late goal from Palat. They win the hockey game. They're back in this thing right now. They play on Tuesday night, and the Lightning are big favorites in this game, minus 170 favorites over the New York Rangers. The total is 5.5. The game stayed under the number this afternoon. Rangers still in control, but Tampa do get better as these series go on, and we've got a series right now. You can get the Tampa Bay Lightning at plus 120, another playoff series in which both teams have been plus money. And it really is something to consider moving forward. We've talked about it so much, it's kind of a regret of mine. But this is one of these deals where you need, like, some serious bankroll to do it, right? You know, you don't want to put $200 on both sides and say, oh, I made $80, right? But if you're able to drop, like, you know, $2,000, $3,000, $4,000 on each side of these series, and you're getting them both sides at, like, plus 140 and stuff, then you're talking. Right then, you know what? It's risk-free profit. And then that gives you free money to just play with the games as you go along in the series. And Boston and Golden State are a classic example of that. All right, like Golden State were like minus 160 before the series started. Boston were like plus 140. After Boston won the game, it flipped. All right, and then Golden State became plus 135. Boom, right then and there, you have both teams at plus money. the late night anger management class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people at Bustler, but everybody else in between. Let's do this thing. The mighty 1090 ESPN Radio. Shout out to all of our AM radio affiliates on the Sports Grid Radio Networks. And of course, we throw it down on SiriusXM Channel 159. A lot of stuff to break down here this evening, including the NBA Finals. Curry hits 5 3-point shots. Jordan Poole hits a couple of classic deep threes. The arena starts rocking, and Boston tapped out, happy to be going back to Boston, tied at one. One thing we know about the Boston Celtics, they're incredibly resilient, and they are 6-0 straight up and against the spread, coming off a loss in these playoffs. If you're Golden State, you're going to have to do the same thing that Boston just did, and that's find a way to win one game. All right, you're going to have to find a way to win one game. They got one from you. You're going to have to steal one back, whether it's on Wednesday night and they're getting 3 points and the total is 212.5, or whether it's over the weekend, they're going to have to find a way. You can't be down 3-1. This series does feel like a prolonged series, and Boston have been pretty consistent in the playoffs. And we talked about this on Friday night show. The Boston Celtics don't deal with success very well. Even though they're here, and yeah, they played good basketball, the fact of the matter is they went 7 games against the Bucks. They went 7 games against one guy in Jimmy Butler and the Miami Heat because they don't string together consecutive strong performances. And tonight was an example of this. But Golden State are in tough going back to Boston. And this is coming from someone that has the Golden State Warriors, although the Warriors did do their thing. They did what they had to do. Now we pick up the pieces. All right, Mo Khan is going to join us. We got Ian Cameron. We got Jason B. Takafin. We're talking baseball with a 3-time champion, general manager. Jason B. Takafin kicks it with us. Ian Cameron will talk pucks and NBA finals. And, of course, we'll get into the NHL finals. We're getting some soccer talk this evening. A lot of stuff going on in the world of soccer. Wales punches a ticket to the World Cup. You know, the last time Wales was in the World Cup, Pelé scored his first World Cup goal. That's a long time, all right? That's a long time, and I believe it was like 1958, all right? 1958. Lightning strikes in Tampa. The Oilers are leaking in Alberta. We break it all down. The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. Vent your rage. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest here. If you love great games and a little extra excitement to your day, I got something fun for you. Chumba Casino and I have teamed up to create an exclusive online social casino game. It's called Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's fun and free to play, just like all your favorites from Chumba Casino. And every spin brings 10,000 ways to keep the good times going. Check it out and play for free today at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci.
The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Morenci. All right, I've been informed and I saw someone saying what a pro I am. And yes, that is true. Because I was smoothly talking over a phone dialing for whatever reason. But I got to be honest with you. I didn't hear it. Because I wouldn't have just talked over it. I would have snapped, to be honest. So, no, I didn't hear it, but I heard it after. I don't know. That's never happened before. Been on 21 years. It's a first. Nothing surprises me anymore, but let's hope it doesn't happen again. Although, as I stated, so shout out to Chris, yeah, who thinks I'm a slick pro for plowing through. No, I didn't hear it. I probably would not have plowed through, and I probably would have stopped and started raging, to be honest. But I didn't hear it. So it is what it is. I don't hear it now. I didn't hear it then, but it was there. It's one of those bizarro haunted worlds, and I've inquired about it, and nobody seems to know what's happened. So whatever. It is what it is. Let's bring in. We got a lot of guests. Jason B. Tackerfield joins. We'll talk baseball with Jason later. Three-time champion with the A-ball Vancouver Canadiens. Great baseball podcast. We got Ian Cameron, aka Babana. We'll break things down from a batting perspective. A lot of stuff to unpack. Let's bring in Mo Khan right now. TSN Radio former wide receiver Mo Khan steps up and in. Mo, always a pleasure. How you doing tonight?
I'm well, Gabe. I apologize if my voice sounds tired. Had a game today, which was the Montreal Alliance playing the Guelph Nighthawks in the CEDL of basketball. Great game for Montreal, so my voice a little bit tired, but ready to rock and roll with you, my friend.
Yeah, it seems that every time I look up the Montreal team, the Alliance, that they're winning all the time. What's their record right now?
They're 3-2. They're 3-0 at home, 0-2 on the road. But now they head west towards Edmonton on Wednesday against the defending CEBL champion Stingers. That might be a tall task for them to get that win on the road. Don't know what the betting line is for that game, Gabe, but I'm sure it'll be well over with the point totals that these teams have put up this year for the respective clubs.
Yeah, I don't know why there's betting for some of the games in the league, but there isn't for all of them, which I don't get. You figure they'd just do every game. Now, the rapper J. Cole signed, right? So,
yeah,
he's going to be the one, the face of the league right now. I know they're putting him on TV and all that. Like, you could bet on his games for the most part, but you know, they haven't had numbers for all the games, which tells me they got crushed, probably, right? Like, whenever, you know, there's a lot of these secondary leagues and stuff like that, the only people who are going to bet it, really, are people that know something. Like, the casual fans can say, oh, I don't know anything about that. So, it's almost like the USFL, you know, as well. Like, people are winning at the USFL because the only people who really bet it kind of know it, right? Like, you get the NFL where everybody thinks they know it, right? Like, no one will admit they don't know the NFL or the NBA. They'll admit, no, I don't know. I don't know what's going on in the USFL or the CBL. I don't know, so I'm not going to bet it. You know, we had a good time. I remember we used to do the Matrix games with Dwight Walton, ABA.
Right.
Except there was no Dr. J in the ABA at the time. But I can always tell people I did ABA basketball, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yet, it wasn't the power that the ABA, like I said, there was no San Antonio Spurs and Dr. J and stuff. But, hey, it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun doing games. We did it with Elliot Price, too. Elliot Price was the play-by-play guy. And I remember Elliot was as fired up for that as, like, anything. And he told me. So it doesn't matter whether it's a Major League Baseball game or an NBA game or an ABA game. I get just as excited, and he meant it, actually. He used to be fired up for it. So they were fired up in San Francisco tonight. And the Warriors get it done. I got to be honest, too, because I have Golden State in the series. And earlier in the game, I had my concerns. Like, sort of watching these teams play, it looks like Boston's the better team. Like, you know what I mean? It feels like if Boston played their best and Golden State played their best, that Boston would win. Yet, Boston don't play their best every game, and that's not how things work out, right? And I do have money on Golden State. It doesn't matter how you win the game or what happens or whatnot, but, I mean, this game was close at the half. It was close at the half. There was the 19-2 run in the third quarter, and then the fourth quarter was garbage time.
It really was, Gabe, because you look at – I'll give the example here, right? The starting five for Boston, Horford, Williams, and Smart combined for 6 points together in total. You're not going to win games if you're three of the five guys who are starting for you at the tip-off only score a total of 6 points here. And I thought what really changed the game's complexion was Draymond Green. He said, bleep it, I'm taking over this game. I'm going to get under everyone's skin, as he did. And you can see Jason Tatum in this post-game press conference. Like, he looked bamboozled. He had no answers whatsoever, trying to figure out what was done to him and to Brown and these guys on the court here. And I just thought that in the way that it was, Gabe, we go back to game one in the fourth quarter, how Boston bombed Golden State on a 40-16 run in that fourth quarter. That, I believe, woke up Golden State for game two to say, look, we can't let off here. We should be up 2-0, not 1-1, going back to Boston for games three and four. And I just thought Draymond played phenomenal. And I thought that the depth of Golden State was much more prevalent now than where they were in game one of that loss in San Francisco.
Their defense was much better tonight.
Yeah.
They were much more urgent, desperate, whatever term you want to use, aggressive defensively. I heard Curry say after that we needed to make them feel us a little bit, right? Like, that basically we weren't really there. Like, everything was too easy for them in game one. And, you know, you see Boston, if there's one weakness Boston does have, is they do turn the ball over a lot, right? Especially if you dial it up and you play a press and you start to get in their face a lot, they don't deal with it well. They don't really have a natural point guard, right, that handles the ball. And you saw that tonight. They'll turn the ball over in waves, but at the same point in time, they're also good at bouncing back after this, right? You know, one game doesn't make a series. One game didn't make a series after game one, and one game doesn't make a series after game two. And I'm actually surprised that the point spread isn't higher, because I think Boston are in a good spot going back home. They are 6-0 straight up. They're 6-0 against the spread off of a loss in the playoffs right now. Now they go back home here. You know, we said this on Friday. I think they're going to split in Boston, Mo. This looks like a seven-game series, man. This just looks like it's going to go back and forth.
I believe so too, Gabe. I think what will come down to for Boston Game Three, at least, is can they set the tone early with their defensive representation, because they're now at home. Right, Golden State as a road team has been kind of up and down throughout the playoffs, and especially the last half of the season. So can they come out there and play almost like a press fest, almost like a blitz pretty much, and get into the faces of Golden State early on here and set the tone? Because, again, if you go into game three where three of your starting five guys only have 6 points, you're not going to win game three. So that's why it's imperative for this team to be much better coming out of the gates here and to really clamp down and squeeze the life of this Warrior team. If they do that, Gabe, there's no question in my mind this is definitely going at least six, if not seven games.
One thing with the Boston Celtics, though, they haven't been great at home. They've actually been better on the road in the playoffs. And I don't know if it's whether they feel the pressure of the fans, the city. I don't know with the banners in the building. But the way this feels, like, look, if you're Golden State, I think Golden State are going there with the thought of we got to find a way to win once here. I didn't sense a ton of confidence, actually, from Curry after the game. Like, and I'm not saying that he was, you know, worried, but he said...
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Ow. We got to go there, man, and hope that we can find a way to win there. Like, he didn't say, "Oh, it's great," and like he basically said, "Well, we needed to win tonight, and we did, and now we're going to see what happens on Wednesday." Like, he was pretty honest. I think he knows that. Yeah, this is going to be tough. They need to get something from Clay, at least something. All right, more on the other side with Mo Khan. Late Night Anger Management class continues. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
$100, $200.
Stop. Hey, wait a second. What are you doing? You're not betting. You know he's not supposed to bet.
Come on, Jerry. It's a lock.
Kramer, you've had this thing under control for almost 3 years now. Don't start again.
But it's a lock.
No.
Late Night Anger Management class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. SiriusXM Channel 159, a Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Shout out to all of our AM radio affiliates listening to us on the Sports Grid radio networks. Yes, there's a lot of stations. The trio of Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, and Draymond Green have now won 18 finals games together. One shot of matching the most by any All-NBA trio in the last 50 seasons. And it might surprise some people. I'm surprised the Bulls, but I guess the fact is the Bulls always sort of like were changing players all the time. It was more just Pippen was there with Jordan, but there were a lot of other parts. Tim Duncan, Tony Parker, and Manu Ginobili have won 19 final games as a trio together. Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, and Draymond have now won 18. So as you talked about, Mo, Draymond was better tonight. The box score won't really indicate it, but he was just more intense defensively. He set the tone. He played like Draymond is supposed to play. He did his thing. And then you had Steph Curry go off tonight. You know, 5 3-point shots. I hit a bet over 4.5 at plus money. It was plus 125. We hit that. And where the box score could be a little bit deceptive, too, especially considering the game was a blowout in the fourth, and it was just sort of garbage time. And Steve Kerr got to rest guys more than he would have, is Andrew Wiggins. Wiggins only had 11 points, but he had two of his three-point shots that he took. He was 1-2 from the free throw line. He mixed in 6 rebounds. And I tell you what, it was the rebounds. And if you remember, Mo, it was at the end of the first half, man. Boston were coming on, right? There was a little momentum swing. Boston, it was like 50-50. And, you know, and I think Boston briefly took their first lead or whatever. It was sort of going back and forth. And Wiggins got a hard-fought basket in the paint, man. Like he went up with the big guys and he rebounded and he was crashing and banging and tipping and he finally got it to go and it got it up to 52-50. That was a big basket there. He hit just, you know, there were timely baskets that he hit. He's playing good defense as well. So like Wiggins in a box score isn't really a true indication. Yeah, he was 4-for-12, but he did actually play well tonight. But we got a problem with Clay here and he keeps shooting and they're just not falling. 1-for-8 from 3, 4-for-19 from the field as a whole, finished with 11 points, Mo.
I think for Wiggins first, we spoke about it before, Gabe, right, that in his role at G State, he's able to go out there and there's no pressure on him to score 25, 30 a game. Go out there, score 15 to 20, and lock down the best player. And he's done that for the bulk of his playoffs here. I think for Klay Thompson, I just think he's in a rut, like a hitter in baseball, right? When you talk about guys who are contact hitters who get you consistent singles and doubles, and they go on that cold streak of not hitting the ball as well, that's where Klay Thompson is right now. And I think he will be locked in.
Yeah, but he's in the World Series now. It's hard, know. You know, exactly. Things are going fast, and he's trying to – he's never been the same since the injuries. Had a few little runs here and there, but I get it. And you know what? You kind of need him to keep shooting, right? Like, there's no other way. You got to figure, well, listen, eventually something's going to start falling for him, and maybe he'll get his confidence back.
For sure. And the thing is, right, it's helped by the fact that the depth has come through. We talk about a guy who's back in the lineup now, Gary Payton II. You look at his plus-minus on Sunday, Gabe, he was plus 15. That's huge because, remember, Gary Payton II can lock down some of the best players out there. He can eat some of the minutes to keep Klay Thompson fresh going towards key moments in a ball game here. If that's going to be the case for Steve Kerr's rotation, he might say, look, I don't need Klay to go out there and play 30-plus minutes. He can probably play 20 to 25, but if he can convert those misses into hits, that's where I think Gary Payton II comes into play for the fact that he has more quality depth to that rotation. And I think for Klay, look, again, as I said before, it's like a hitter. If he's on a cold streak, he'll figure it out at some point here, and I think he will come up big with a three-point shot or so because, again, when you look at that firepower from distance, Golden State has that in their favor, but you're right, Gabe. He's got to be much better than what he's been so far in the last couple of games of this NBA Finals that it is.
Well, it's amazing if you look at the plus-minus, and as you talked about, Gary Payton Jr., the second, well, it was a plus-minus, plus 15 tonight in his 25 minutes on the floor. Otto Porter was a plus 24 in his 15 minutes on the floor. Steph Curry, plus 24. Looney, plus 24. Wiggins, plus 19. Klay Thompson, zero.
Zero.
Plus, you know, like that's, you know what I'm saying? Like that's like, it's kind of says it all right there, yeah. But they're kind of disguising it. And it should be noted too, Klay was the only sort of guy out there when it was a blowout after, right? So they were trying to sort of like say, all right, listen, it's a blowout. Just take a couple of more shots now and see if they'll fall for you. But he's good. I don't think he's going to go off for 32 or anything like that, but I haven't given up on him in the series. I think he can hit a couple of shots before we're done. And, man, we knew this series was going to be close. We knew this series was going to be a competitive one, and it has been. You know, it was too bad. The fourth quarter was just sort of like a regular season garbage time type of feel to it. But nevertheless, we're tied at one moving forward right now. But who's your prediction? What's your prediction for Wednesday night?
Before I get to that, Gabe, I'll give you one quick stat about Klay Thompson, right? In closeout games against the Mavericks to win, as it was in Game 5 and against the Grizzlies in 6, he went 16 of 30 from three-point range. So he comes up big at the key moments. But I think for Wednesday, I'll give it to Boston. I think Boston will come back and take a 2-1 lead going towards Game 4. And I think the reason why they'll do so, Gabe, is that, again, Marcus Smart will look to lock down whoever he'll be dance partnering up with in Game 3. But also the key is their size. If they can win those rebounding battles and get that second and third chance at that opportunity to get 2, if not 3 points here, that's why they'll win, because they have better size to work with, and they will lean on Golden State to get Game 3 in their back pocket going towards Game 4 up 2-1.
These finals have been defined so far basically by 2 runs, which is amazing. They really have been. They've been defined by 2 runs. Yeah, by Boston 17-0 run in Game 1, and then tonight the 19-2 run. in which Jordan Poole hit the two threes in a row. So it was a 13-2 run. Then he hit the, you know, he hit a long one. Then he hit a super long one right before the end of the quarter. So the Warriors outscored the Celtics 35-14 in the third quarter. A 21-point differential is their best point differential in any quarters in finals in franchise history. Which, that's another thing that somewhat surprised me. Get this. So we talked about Boston's turnovers. They finished with 18 of them. Boston had more turnovers, Mo, in the third quarter than field goals made. They turned the ball over five times, and they only hit four shots. Yeah, it's amazing. And then you saw in game one, it was the exact opposite with this run. So really, I don't know, after two games, we're kind of right where we started, to be honest with you. You know what I mean? It's one of those deals like, well, here we are. We're tied at one right now, and when we move forward.
It is, and I think when you look at the coaching angle in this matchup here, it's those adjustments that you have to make, right? The dribble penetration that Golden State had in games one for the first three quarters and then tonight as it was in the second half. Can Boston keep them at bay? If you do that, can you smother them with your defense? Because, again, once Boston – look, that fourth quarter win for Boston on game one, their tails were up, and they were flying out there making plays, extra passes the whole nine. Tonight, it wasn't the case to be. They just did not look like they were in a rapport of success that it was supposed to be in the third and fourth quarters. And I think, quite frankly, as it was with that late first-half surge and going to the second half here, the key for Boston now is, can they find that extra pass on defense? Can you take away the dribble penetration from the Warriors? If you do those two things here, I think Boston definitely gets a 2-1 lead going back to game four before we come out to San Fran for five.
There's some things, Mo, I don't want to get in front of. And I have on a couple of occasions, specifically Boston. I think I'd probably bet against them 3-4 times off these losses, thinking, yeah, whatever. I know they never lose off a loss. But I'm smart enough to know. So now the Warriors, we saw after. So the Warriors are now 5-0 in the playoffs this year following a loss with an average margin of victory of 15.4 points per game. The Boston Celtics are 6-0 off a loss. By an average of 15.5 points per game. So, you know, as a betting man and not the smartest man in the world either, Mo, if, you know, there's something of trends like this, so basically we take Boston and we take Boston on Wednesday and then we take Golden State in game four, right? We ride the trend. And listen, I have a big bet in on the Golden State Warriors to win the series as well. So I really don't like betting on Boston, but the way I'll look at it is, listen, if Boston win the game, then, hey, I win the bet, and fine. And if they don't, yeah, I just lost the bet, but I am one step closer to winning my bigger bet with the Golden State Warriors to win the championship, because they'd be in a nice spot if they were able to steal the game on Wednesday. But, you know, I don't want to overthink things. The way things are going, Mo, it seems like the Warriors will lose on Wednesday, and then they'll win on the weekend.
It's a fair statement you make, Gabe, because it's one of these series here where, if this is Miami, I think Golden State's up to nothing going to South Beach, and they'll sweep the Heat. But in this case here, I just think that Boston's depth is definitely the difference maker in why the Celtics could win the series in six or seven. And I just think that, as you said before right now, that it could go back and forth here with the seesaw. There's no question. I think it'll go back 2-2. But the thing is, what's going to be fascinating for Golden State in the early going in that matchup here is, as I said before, if Boston plays smothered defense, right, can Golden State withstand that storm in the first 5 to 8 minutes? Because you know how the guards are going to be on Wednesday night game. They're going to be off the rocker in terms of where they want to be, and the fans are going to have high expectations come through for them. So it'll be quite fascinating to see how that opening 5 minutes or so goes.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Chumba. Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
For Golden State, but I think Boston right now just has that edge to them going back to Boston for Game 4.
It's a very weird schedule, man. I mean, they were off for as long as they were. Yeah, they play Wednesday night, and then they play Friday night, then they play Monday, and then they would be off until Thursday. Like, it's bizarro world. Like, you know, it's hard to get into a flow and a rhythm, too, if you're these teams. More with Mo Khan on the other side. This is Sports Rage. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Let me get this straight. You took all the money you made franchising your name and bet it against the Harlem Globetrotters?
Oh, I thought the Generals were due. He's spinning the ball on his finger! Just take it! Take the ball! That game was fixed. They were using a freaking ladder, for God's sakes.
Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Morenci. Mo Khan kicking it with his TSN Radio and more in the house. Mo's a versatile man. Football player. He was a meteorologist. Play-by-play man. Part-time medic. As well. Part-time medic. I don't know if you guys saw, they kept running the ad during the game tonight for some movie. I gotta tell you too, most of these horror movies are like, yeah, whatever. And stuff. But this movie did look pretty creepy. I think it's called Black Phone. It's like a kid locked in a dungeon or something with some psycho with a mask on. And I realize I think we have our own phone. We have our own haunted phone here. Very baffling because I don't believe anybody was calling out either. That's what, like, it's very, very strange. It's one of those things I just sort of thought about after. I'm like, I don't know what the hell that was about. But I guess, like life, you just have to sort of accept things. You can't explain everything. So listen, Jason Tatum got 28 points tonight. Yet somehow he was a plus minus 36. Yet I think that was somewhat of the Celtics strategy, was let's get things back to more normal where Jason Tatum is scoring 25 to 30 points and we take away everybody else. That was one of their intentions, and it actually worked. Listen, I didn't think that Horford was going to go off tonight, but I also didn't think he'd only have 2 points. Listen, Derek White is who he is. I mean, again, he gave you 12 points. Tonight he was 4 for 13. Marcus Smart struggled offensively, but just as a whole, like we always hear about Williams. Well, you know what? Both Williams combined gave you 8 points, right? Like, they just didn't get enough tonight.
No, they did not. And we look, if you go back to game one, those names you listed all had a role in the fourth quarter. Nowhere to be found tonight, right? And Tatum was a minus 36, Gabe, in 34 minutes of play. That's remarkable. I know it was a blow in the fourth quarter. But when you think about what the Warriors did in game one, they had double-teamed Jason Tatum whenever the ball was in his hands. Today they said, bleep it, we're going to go one-on-one with you. You might score your points, but you won't have the same success that you did because you're able to sniff out the holes out there and get that ball to your open players out there and make that shot. Not this time. And you saw more of a single coverage on Tatum at times here when he had the ball in his hand. And I just think now for Golden State, for what they did for that adjustment, could that carry over as their script for games 3 and 4 in Boston? So that's why I just thought that it was remarkable for them to kind of lay off of Tatum and go one-on-one with them, and that kind of played into their hands in terms of how they kind of roam around on the court, with Draymond Green being much more influential, getting under the skin of Tatum and, of course, of Brown in that third and fourth quarter of that matchup.
Mo Khan, kick it with us. I am Gabriel Morenci. Sunday, Bloody Sunday, SiriusXM Channel 159. Marcus Smart seemed to get, he turned the ball over 5 times. The Warriors did a good job of basically being who they're kind of not, but getting tougher. You know what I mean? They got tougher. Draymond was talking a lot, and it seemed like Marcus Smart got caught up in the game, within the game a little bit, and even Jaylen Brown did as well. Jaylen just seemed to be off tonight, and you know he got frustrated as the game went on. But I think psychologically, they already did what they wanted to do, and you saw even, you know, they tapped out normally earlier than they would have. But a quick check right now. So as we mentioned, the Celtics are -3. It's 146 on the money line. The total keeps coming down, actually. It's down to 212 right now. And as far as the series, the Warriors are -115. Boston -105. Steph Curry's -120 to be the MVP, and Jason Tatum's +155. And just to wrap up, we'll get into the hockey here and a little soccer with Mo. It was almost like the old days. Like I remember with Jordan, that basically sometimes coaches would decide, you know what? Let him get 50 or 60. So he's going to go off. Or sort of with Kobe, remember? It was like, okay.
Yeah.
You might even score 70, but that means the ball's in your head all the time. And you don't win in the finals, in the playoffs. You look at the diversity, and that's the difference. You know, the other night it was Boston where everybody was in double digits. Tonight it was Golden State where everybody's in double digits. And it'll be interesting to see. I think the ball movement will be better. Smart will be better. Everyone's going to be better back home. Horford's going to be better. And I'm with you. So to wrap it up, Mo said he liked Boston. I'm on Golden State. I took Golden State in both. I took them in a series. I took them in both games here. But I'm not getting in front of the 6-0. And especially a -3. I think it's a very fair price, especially on the money line even. -146. All right, switching over to the NHL. Palat saves the Lightning late, saves potential overtime, and now this series has swung a little bit, but they still have some work to do. They're still in a must-win situation again. But unlike the NBA, we don't have to wait 2 weeks for the next game. They will be playing on Tuesday night. What do you think of the series now? Who do you think wins the series, the Rangers or the Lightning?
I think when you look at Vasilevsky, right, he hasn't been that great so far up until today. I think what it comes down to now is that third and fourth line of Tampa and what they can do. Because, again, when I spoke to you before, I thought Florida would roll over Tampa without Brayden Point in the lineup, and they proved me wrong, and they rolled over Florida. But the thing is now, for the Lightning, you think about how games 1 and 2 went. Game 1, they got blown out of the water. Game 2 could have gone either way, how that played out. But in this, what it was for them in Game 3, that third period was vintage Tampa and how they were able to control the tempo and really have it play on their terms now. Going towards Game 4 on Tuesday, what I'm curious to see is that back line, that back end for the Tampa Bay Lightning. How well will they play against a very tenacious forward line that they have from the New York Rangers? So I just think in this situation right now, I'm not worried about the Tampa forwards because they can get their goals when they're called upon, but I'm just curious to see how this back line does play in Game 4 if they can go back to New York 2-2 and for Game 5 at MSG.
Mo, what do you think about Edmonton and Colorado? Can Edmonton win one game?
No, because I'll tell you why. We actually spoke about it at TSN Radio on Friday. Going back to game 2 in Colorado, when the Avs went literally on the avalanche and scored 3 goals in the second period, right? There was a moment that TNT are caught of Connor McDavid being the last guy off the ice at the ball arena in Colorado. and he had a look of being bamboozled. He looked at the Avalanche players who were saluting the crowd, and it looked like he just did not have any answers and how he can come out there and play better than where he was. And I just think Game 3, how it played out for Colorado, you get to see that this Avalanche team is better coached, better equipped to win at this juncture than the Edmonton Oilers. And the reason why is that Mike Smith, who we can't fully blame him for all the losses here, but you cannot rely on a guy like Mike Smith who's been too twitchy in the nets this playoff run, and he might cost Connor McDavid an opportunity to make it to the Stanley Cup final for the first time in his career. And this game could be deemed as a wasted year for the Oilers because you're now entering Connor McDavid prime years with Leon Draisaitl, and that has been a complete waste of how this has been for them in terms that they should have better goaltending and better defending from what they've lacked so far under his watch.
Well, I think they're a little further than they should be, right? So they're getting exposed a little bit now. But at the same point in time, I think this team is pretty close, but I agree with you. And you know, you got this far with Mike Smith as your goalie, but this has been a problem for years at Edmonton. You've been, you know, I don't know why they're unable to develop a goalie within their own system, but money's going to have to be spent. A trade is going to have to be made. They're going to need a top-tier caliber goalie that they can rely on in the playoffs because they're too sloppy defensively. At least if you have that top-tier goalie, it can cover up a lot of things for you. You know, it would be great for them. Not that I want to see it, but Carey Price. You know, a guy like Carey Price. You know what I mean? Like, you know, a veteran goalie that's been there, that's won before, or it's like, or at least played in big games. Somebody you can count on. They're gonna have to address it. But I will say, I think they can still win. I hear what you're saying about Connor. I think they've just flatly hit a wall. I think they've just hit a wall. There's been too many goals that, like you said, that shouldn't be, you know, that they have to fight back all the time from things that shouldn't be at times. Also, not to go back too much in time, but ever since that offside goal, right? I mean, they tied it. It was 2-2. Then suddenly it was 3-2. Then suddenly it was 4-2 coming out of the next period. They scored again right away. Then they were playing uphill. They were frustrated all game. They were playing uphill. They score three goals. They cut the lead to one. Franzos makes a million saves. They've been close in the series, but far at the same time, Mo. You know what I mean? Which is frustrating if you're Edmonton. You're close, but you're still kind of really far. But I don't think they tap out tomorrow. I think Edmonton show up tomorrow night. But the deal is, it's more on whether Colorado shows up or not. Right? If Colorado wants to finish this, they can finish it. But if I don't know if they have that instinct or, you know, they're going to be off for a long time after, right? I'm sure they'd like to just wrap this up and go and just watch these today, the teams in the East play each other for the next week and a half. But I'm going to go with the Oilers tomorrow night. I think they have one win in them.
I'm not convinced by those. I'd stick with Colorado to win this four. And look, when you look at Artturi Lehkonen, a former Montreal Canadiens player who you know very well, Gabe, who on the Habs is a third-line guy, being a top six forward for them, that just shows you the quality of depth that the Avalanche have, that they can roll out four lines, just like Tampa did for their last two cup runs, that they can say, hey, line four, go out there, get us a goal, make a big hit for us. That is the quality that the Avalanche have right now on their roster that is lacking on the empty roster going towards game four tomorrow night.
All right, so it was a big day of soccer today, too, Mo. Another big weekend. USA-Uruguay scoreless. You know what? And I've made a lot of money over the years betting unders in Uruguay matches. Messi. You talk about momentum right now coming into the World Cup. So Messi scores five goals, guys, against Estonia. We'll get Matthias's take later. He scores five goals against Estonia. First time he scored five goals in 10 years since 2012. And now Argentina's unbeaten streak is extended to 33 matches right now. Are you buying in that they're a dangerous team coming up with the World Cup coming up?
You know, Gabe, if this was in June, I would say yes. But again, because it's the untraditional November, December World Cup that we're going to have in Qatar, how healthy would these guys be because of the European-based players with the clubs in Europe? How healthy will they be going towards November? Because, you know, as much as we think England is going to be the favorite to win the World Cup, they're going to be gassed out because of the number of games that they play in the EPL and, of course, the other side cups that they have here. And a team like Argentina, for how they've been built, look, this is the last run of this group, core group going towards this World Cup run in November. So for Leo Messi and for these guys now on their last legs for the national team here, are they going to be helping them? If they are, Gabe, I definitely put them in that conversation with France, with Brazil, in that whole category that they could win the Qatar World Cup in about 4 months from now.
Landon Donovan was talking about a similar thing the other day, Mo, about he has his concerns for Team USA in the World Cup due to the fact that the MLS, same thing, the MLS schedule's condensed.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see Kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest here. Want to bring a little Hollywood excitement to your day? Take a few spins with Chumba Casino's brand new game, Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways. It's free and features 10,000 ways to play, giving you nonstop action, including thrilling bonus respins and cascading reels. Every spin brings something new, so step into the spotlight, enjoy the excitement, and play today at ChumbaCasino.com.
Ch-ch-ch-ch-chumba. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see Kalshi.com/regulatory.
Fast, and you're going to go right from the MLS into the World Cup. And he was saying in the past, like, the American players aren't used to that. Half the team do play in the MLS. Thanks, Mo. Always a pleasure.
Always, my dude. Take care, pal.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Quickest 180 minutes in sports talk radio continues. This is Sports Rage. I am Renzi. Is it just me, or was that CeeLo who did the national anthem tonight? Forgot about that dude. Didn't he have some sort of incident or something like that? I guess he was cleared. CeeLo. They normally have good, that's the one good thing about whenever events are in San Francisco. They have good national anthems. You know, Carlos Santana, what they Neil Sean from Journey the other night. CeeLo, Metallica. Not the full band Metallica, but like Kirk Hammett and James Hetfield have done the anthem on guitar. And San Francisco always brings it. All right, so the next game is Wednesday. Wednesday night, then they play Friday. And so we know that this is going at least five, right? So they play Wednesday, Friday, and then Monday. Which is very strange, isn't it? Like, to me, at this juncture, I would have just said, all right, you know what? If you're playing Wednesday, and fine. All right, we'll give you, you know, you're going coast to coast here. We'll give you a couple of days. So you play Wednesday. I actually thought, you know, I would have come back with Saturday after that. I want to come back with Saturday as opposed to Friday. I don't listen. I don't know what the method of their madness is. I'm not going to tell Adam Silver and a, you know, multi-billion dollar corporation and operation how to do things. They're more successful than I am. It's just, I don't understand, like, the method to their madness. Like, one thing I do know, listen, Sunday night is good. Sunday night's always been a big NBA finals night. They like Sunday nights, all right? So, I don't, you know, I'm not surprised that the game was on tonight. But what I don't understand is Friday night is not a good TV night. Like, there's a reason why, like, basically, it's like, you know, people go out Friday nights. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, overall, like, Friday night, they don't, networks don't put big shows on Friday nights in prime time. It's like one of the throwaway nights for them. So I'm surprised that they play Wednesday, and then they play Friday, and then they play Monday again back in Golden State. It's bizarro world. The Late Night Anger Management Class continues.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see Kalshi.com/regulatory.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything. But today, I'm talking about more than just paint schemes. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car looked in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.